Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So this wonder food, this superfood or additive or seasoning, turmeric, apparently is one of the biggest things that patients have been asking me about, and even family members. And using a certain food as a medicine or a certain root, okay, which is what it is. It's a yellow root that we usually see as a spice in curry dishes. Apparently has a very, very extensive history and had been a remedy used for a long time. And now modern science is starting to recognize its worth. Very, very interesting that turmeric has a very distinct color. And this colorant is something that people will add to their food even if they don't even want the spice of it. It's something that has a lot of uses in cooking. But we are investigating more what it could be used for a medicinal standpoint or for a health standpoint. Now, according to Fox News, they gave a real good description here of five things you don't know about this superfood. Okay, so we know it's a preservative, a spice, a colorant, okay? It's considered a rhizome like ginger, okay? It has been in the past used to treat pain, parasites, etc. Very, very old. Apparently, it has been known and used as a medicine for at least 4,000 years. First in India, then other parts of Asia, then Africa and the Caribbean. See, I love reading about these things that we have today that were used as treatments back then. You know, just because it wasn't a pharmacy or a Walgreens or, you know, a Dr. Dahlia, it doesn't mean people didn't get treatments for stuff. When they were ailed or sick or whatever, there would be a healer or there would be a, you know, they would probably call them a healer or whatever they would call them in their civilization. And, or everybody had certain remedies that they would use. I have a book from the 1800s that people would use, and that was their medical guide. All right? You know, rather than going to the surgeon, or the barber used to do surgery, or, you know, a barber would do dentistry a lot of times. And, you know, rather than going to the person who was doing a lot of the cutting, et cetera, a lot of the diagnosis was done by yourself. And so I'm looking at this book that was for the, you know, the regular everyday, you know, person without medical training, even though, yes, they had doctors at the time. Of course they did. But these were people that would say, okay, well, if you have this, then you use this, or you do this, or you do this. I mean, it's interesting. That could be why medicine was cheaper back then and medical costs were cheaper, because you just kind of learned how to deal with your ailments yourself. You know, I've been teaching you guys a lot what to do with spider bites and how to deal with burns and how to deal with sore throats and home remedies. We talk a lot. Unfortunately, nowadays we've got these super bugs. We have these, you know, pneumonias. We have sepsis. We have necrotizing fasciitises. We have compartment syndrome. We have all these things that, unfortunately, are debilitating if we don't get a chance to catch it early. And me being a doctor, I'd rather catch it early. I want to save you money, too, but I'd rather catch this stuff early. Anyway, researchers in India identified mineral remnants of turmeric acid, turmeric and ginger on the cooking pots and teeth of ancient Indus River remains, suggesting that curry-like dish may have been eaten by a variety of different civilizations. Curcumin, which is an active component of turmeric, all right, had been touted with health benefits back in 1910. Science began to start studying it, going, well, this is kind of interesting. All right, now, in January 2015, there were 5,000 studies and articles on curcumin or turmeric listed in the National Institutes of Health Pub Med database. Now, not all these studies, you know, prove that there was a definitive health, but many did offer evidence that there could be more benefits. Like what? Well, maybe it could work on your achy joints. Maybe it could help blood sugar management. Maybe it had an anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, anti-parasitic, wound healing properties. If people would throw the root on the wound and it would help heal, is it because it attacked bacteria or did it stimulate healing? These are things they have to study. In human studies, they said the most promising results have been found in curcumin's, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, application of inflammatory disorders, irritable bowel, ulcerative colitis, eye and skin conditions, neurological disorders, even cancer, and then diabetic neuropathy and pain. So eating some curry, all right, and some turmeric with the curcumin in it could possibly be treating diabetic neuropathy. That is some cool stuff. Apparently, they found that it could help stimulate the growth of cells in the brains of live rats, maybe be able to be used later for degenerative brain diseases and dementia and Alzheimer's. So that could be cool. All right. They say about 300 milligrams of the curcumin could impact the effectiveness of a blood pressure medicine. And so you need to be careful. You also have to watch out for diarrhea, temporary nausea, etc. So if you take, let's say, ibuprofen for pain, you may not want to take it with this. So, you know, if your doctor isn't that aware of what you're taking on the side, don't go, look, I want to start taking that. Are you okay with that? Can I start taking turmeric? Yeah, go ahead. That's fine. You got to let them know what else you're on, because sometimes there could be some mixtures with that. Okay. And so, you know, do you do tablespoons of it? Do you, you know, I don't know. We really haven't studied this enough to say you need to take this. I know there's a lot of vitamins and supplements out saying you have to take this pill. This is the recommended dose. Keep in mind, a lot of the supplement companies do not have the science behind it. All right. I would suggest cooking with it. You know, for those of you going, well, how much garlic do I take, or how much cinnamon do I take, or how much turmeric? I would just say, why don't you just start adding it in your food? Don't overdo it, but maybe a few dishes a week, start adding it. Seeing if you start noticing a difference, make sure you're not having any, I mean, you know, when you deal with the spices of it, you don't seem to notice the side effects as opposed to people popping pills of these things. So if they do later, come up with a pharmaceutical or a supplement that has been studied, I'll definitely recommend it because I think this stuff is cool. But in the meantime, it doesn't hurt to go as natural as possible and cook with the stuff. Whew. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away. We're right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. In medical headlines, they say girls that drink a lot of soda and other sugary drinks may start getting their periods earlier than girls who do not consume sugary drinks. The research involved more than 5,500 U.S. girls aged 9 to 14 who had not yet had their first periods in the study start. Researchers asked the girls questions about their diets, how frequently they consume soda and other sugary beverages like fruit drinks and iced tea, tracked the girls for about 5 years from 1996 to 2001. Girls who drank more than 1.5 servings of sugary drinks daily started their menstrual periods 3 months earlier than those who consumed less than a couple of those drinks a week. So we've been noticing earlier puberty. these 9-year-old girls having periods. I mean, when I grew up, you were 13 when you got your period. Maybe a couple of them got them when they were 12 or 11. But, you know, never 9. That's the fourth grade. God, in the fourth grade, I was still playing butts up with the kids and my little racquetball and, you know, little kickball and dodgeball. I couldn't even imagine having to deal with the stress of a period during all that. So they say our study adds to increasing concern about the widespread consumption of sugary sweetened drinks among children and adolescents in the USA, according to study author Karen Michaels, an associate professor at Harvard Medical School. The results are important because researchers have observed that girls in developed countries may be entering puberty at younger ages. But the reason for this change remains unclear. The findings held even after the researchers took into account other body factors like, you know, ethnicity, etc. You know, when you look at foods, I keep bringing this up. I think there is this endocrinological hormonal issue that happens with certain foods. I think our foods mess with our hormones. And that's why a lot of people don't lose weight. I was interviewing a patient yesterday having trouble losing weight. She says everybody in her family are big. Everybody in her family are huge. She hardly eats. I mean, she eats regular meals. She eats vegetables. She eats the good grains. Very good diet. Doesn't sound like it's more than 1,000 calories, but she has some wine at night. I go, that's got to be what's doing it. There's one thing that you're doing. Let's just pick one. And that one thing may be what's slowing down your metabolism and messing you up. I noticed that diet soda did it for me. I don't like diet soda. I don't think it's healthy. But every now and then I need to drink some because I need my caffeine because I don't drink coffee and I don't like to drink regular soda. And I noticed I will not lose weight when I drink diet soda. Well, diet soda has no calories, but it doesn't matter. There's something in that, maybe the artificial sweetener, that trips my body out and it slows down metabolism. The key to weight loss will be us figuring out what we are doing to ourselves that is messing with our hormones and metabolism. The researchers noted that eating foods like soda quickly raise your blood sugar levels. Then it increases levels in the hormone insulin. Insulin may affect levels of sex hormones, and that then influences your menstruation. Now, for those of you parents going, you know what, I got daughters. The last thing I need is them to start their period early. Please, for the love of the Lord. Well, then just feed them healthy. The researchers found that a 1-year decrease in the age at which a girl starts her period is linked with a 5% increase in the individual's risk of breast cancer. And so a 3-month decrease in the age could still have an impact on breast cancer risk. So if they start to get their periods a few months earlier, that could put them at risk for breast cancer. The thing is I'm seeing kids these days start their periods years earlier than what my classmates did. And that is concerning. Very concerning. So we got to stay away from these sugars. We got to stay away from these sugary drinks. And it's difficult because I think we've trained ourselves to want something sugary. We've also trained ourselves to always want some sort of dessert. Okay, dessert used to be a treat maybe once a week. All right, you would eat your dinner and you would leave. You wouldn't be served dessert after every meal. Now kids are expecting dessert with their lunch. Their breakfast is dessert with their sugary cereals. That's not right. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This story scared a lot of people. A 3-breasted woman, many of you know about this story, this 3-breasted woman, apparently she had, I guess, the 3rd breast implanted. I'm not sure if it was for reality TV or she just wanted to be different. I'm not sure. But anyway, she's made headlines again because she got busted for a DUI. 21-year-old Alicia Jasmine Hessler of Tampa was driving her, better known as Jasmine Tridival, was driving her 2011 Mustang erratically in the area of Adamo Drive and 21st Street when an officer stopped her at 4 a.m. and was driving 46 in a 30-mile-per-hour zone, ran a red light. They pulled her over, noticed she had slurred speech, smell of alcohol on her breath, and then failed a field sobriety test. Blood alcohol level was 0.18, more than double the legal limit. even though she had three breasts, not one of those breasts got her out of this ticket or out of this DUI charge. Hessler had become an internet sensation last September when she told media outlets she had a third breast implant to become unattractive, and she hoped to land a reality show on MTV. Many of us remember the Total Recall, the woman with the three breasts. All right, I was freaked out by that picture, but I think a lot of you guys thought that was cool. Anyway, once they found out that her breast was, fake, apparently her prosthetic fake breast had been stolen with her luggage one day, then her stolen property was recovered. I'm not sure if she ever got a TV show for that, but, her problems are just beginning to, now she got pulled over for a DUI. Pretty, pretty scary stuff. Speaking of scary, apparently there's a study out saying spiders can count. Now, I think spiders sit there and they plan. They're so diabolical. They strategize. Apparently a spider found in Costa Rica creates quote-unquote prey larders in its web to keep track of the number of available dinners. This is very interesting. All right. They say these prey larders, not ladders, larders, of victims trapped in their webs, it appears that they are able to keep track of how many meals they have left to eat. Scientists observe that the species of this Costa Rican spider, the golden orb web spider, search for missing prey when it is taken from their webs. Yeah, I remember my kids were like, well, I need bugs for my bug project, so let me pull them out of a spider web. Oh, no, you don't. Golden orb web spiders, Nephila clavipes, or clavipes, wait for prey to fly into their webs. Dead insects are sometimes stolen from their sticky nets by other spiders. Researchers at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee controlled the number of prey items in the spider larders by giving them mealworm larvae and then taking them away again. They discovered that the arachnids will start searching for them when they are removed from the web. Okay, now see, here's the thing. I don't know if that proves counting, because, for example, I know exactly how many cookies are in the cookie box. In fact, my husband went to El Pollo Loco yesterday, and as a treat for the very first time, he bought chocolate churros. I know, chocolate churros. Oh, my gosh. So there were four of them. All right, I know how many bites I took out of one. I know what the kids ate. I know exactly what was supposed to be left. And I have that mentally memorized. I don't measure the millimeters left of the chocolate churro. I just know. So if that spider is anything like us, you know, I am sure they know. They say spiders that lose larders consistent of prey, I would literally tell what a larder is. I guess search for longer intervals indicate that the spiders form memories of the size of their prey that they had accumulated. And then they use those memories to regulate their recovery efforts. They also found that the spiders increase their searching efforts if an extra large larvae is removed, suggesting they also know the prey side. Okay, I don't think this makes them mathematicians. They say this golden orb web spider, according to the Daily Mail, is indigenous to North and South America, known as the banana spider. The females are large, can build webs up to 3 feet in diameter, and then they anchor the web between the trees, so it's not including the anchors. The webs are among the strongest of spiders that could last for years. The yellow pigment in the silk makes them glow. The spiders sit and wait for prey, and the webs are strong enough to even entrap a small bird. But the spider will not eat the bird, probably because they can't count it. All right, so rhesus monkeys calculate the size of groups in a similar way to humans. All right, apparently they know how to count as well. So animals can count. Huh. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We also have an iPhone app and an Android app. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you like. Just go and download those on your iPhone and Android and or any phone that you have. I don't even know if there's a third type of phone. I don't know. Another Samsung, but Samsung is, I think, a droid. I don't know. Anyway, we're on the phone, so go ahead and download it. All right, I am definitely not very savvy on electronics. I am, though, very savvy on toilet paper. I know toilet paper pretty damn good, Okay? And I have been finding that the toilet paper rolls are getting smaller. I am going through toilet paper so much quicker, yet I have not increased my fiber. And now we're being told, which makes a lot of sense, that some firms are shrinking their rolls to squeeze out more profits. Now, the size of an individual sheet has decreased from the 4.5 inches and 4.5 inches to now, I guess, almost 3.5 or 4 by 4. They're getting smaller. This 25% decrease in toilet paper surface can be devastating if you don't get a full wipe. Now, I keep telling you all, you got to try to go for the clean break poops. The clean break poops are some of the best. Clean break, I think, was a term coined by Richard Pryor. And he was so right. I mean, this is every gastroenterologist's dream for you guys to have the clean break. When you get a clean break, it means the, you know, it means there is like no residue at all. You know, you wipe your butt and you're like, oh my gosh, my butt is clean. No way. That, how did that happen? I just dropped a deuce. What, how did that, I mean, I have to air out the whole house, but it's clean? My underwear isn't soiled? What is going on? Well, the reason why is it's not too dry, it's not too moist, and you had plenty of the lubricant that your body makes, the mucus there, to help encode it, encase it, and allow it to come out. And when that happens, you don't have to go through rolls and rolls and rolls of toilet paper like you do when it comes out a little bit too mushy or you were constipated and you had to kind of squeeze and push and, you know, shoehorn it out. Now, they say Scott brand toilet paper, which is very popular in the United States, has shrunk 25% to a 4.1 inch by 3.7 inch piece of toilet paper. I've never studied this, but I should. This is according to eFoods Direct. In 2012, a sheet of Cottonelle Ultra Comfort Care measured 4.2 by 4 inches, and a sheet of Angel Soft measured 4 by 4. Those are 17 and 21% decreases, respectively. Now, Charmin manufacturer Procter & Gamble were criticized when it shrunk the size of its toilet paper by a whole half inch back in 2013. So, are you really making that much extra profit? Well, the thing is yeah. I mean, I go through my toilet paper. I am definitely buying more toilet paper than I ever have. We are just going through it. Now, I could, but you see where they have to be careful of is the number of squares. Those could be measured a lot easier because people are counting those. So anyway, firms are banking that money-saving changes to toilet paper will not decrease demand for the essential product. Well, of course. And we talked about toilet paper. Remember we went through the history of the toilet paper? Scott Paper Company was the first one to put the cardboard tube into a toilet paper roll. And toilet paper was used back in the 14th century. Toilet tissue, the tissue was being sold in the 1800s. But it didn't become a huge success until that roll, till brothers Clarence and Edward Irvin Scott of New York launched the concept of that cardboard roll. Then the Scott's brand became more successful than the other quote-unquote medicated wipes that were used at the time. Although I gotta be honest, medicated wipes or like makeup wipes or baby wipes, those just seem to do a lot better than the toilet paper, come to think of it. You know, but anyway, those get expensive. By the end of the 19th century, more homes were being built with sit-down flush toilets that were tied to indoor plumbing systems. So something had to be able to be flushed away with minimal damage. And that's when toilet paper then started to become, you know, popular. I guess in the early 1900s, it was marketed as a medicinal item, but by 1928, Holberg Paper Company tried a different tactic and introduced a brand called Charmin. The product was fitted with a feminine logo, and it depicted a beautiful woman, and this proved to be successful. And then later we had the Please Don't Squeeze the Charmin commercials. The product, I guess, now U.S. spends more than $6 billion a year on toilet tissue, and the average American uses 57 squares a day and 50 pounds a year. But I use toilet paper for everything. Like if the cat doesn't have a clean break and his tushy is dirty, I'll use toilet paper on his tushy. I use toilet paper for everything. I'll use it for my makeup. I just like using toilet paper. Why? Because it's well, we think it's cheap. Maybe not. I need to double check. Some of these, it's like $13 a case of toilet paper. $13. Oh, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. What you will save money on is a Nexium. Nexium, proton pump inhibitor, very, very common, very, popular medicine for antacid, reflux, ulcers, is apparently going generic. Yeehaw! Ranbaxy, a very, very common company that does generics, had lost the opportunity to exclusively market in the United States for the first 6 months of the first generic version of AstraZeneca's Nexium. The company was in the process of getting, Sun Pharmacy, Pharmaceutical Industries. I haven't really been up to date on what's been going on with the drama between the pharmaceutical companies. I really don't get into that drama. I just want to get, you know, my prescriptions, you know, given to my patients. I want to make sure they're getting covered. I want to make sure I'm getting samples of what I need for my patients. And whatever they do, whoever buys out who, I just usually stay out of it. Well, FDA has approved Teva Pharmaceuticals from Israel. FDA has approved Teva's generic version of AstraZeneca's Nexium. So this approval, I guess, will now allow us to be able to get this cheaper. Doesn't mean it's over the counter. It just means we could get a generic. They say this approval, according to Reuters, comes as generic drug makers scramble to get their versions to the market, and AstraZeneca is taken to court over so-called pay-for-delay settlements to delay the launch of generics to protect its drug exclusivity. Nexium raked in about $1.9 billion in global sales in the first half of 2014. Nexium is known as esomeprazole. Protein pump inhibitor reduces your stomach acid, and Teva has won the approval to make the 20 and 40 milligram capsules. If Teva gets exclusivity, this generic Nexium will add 37 cents per share to profit and 10 cents per share without the exclusivity. It's big. So we may see some interesting changes with the stock market. Also, I like Nexium for reducing ulcer size, etc., gastritis, etc. Last month, the federal court ruled it was not anti-competitive for AstraZeneca and India's Ranbaxy Laboratories to agree to delay the launch of a Nexium generic. But I guess Ranbaxy hit the deadline, so unfortunately they forfeited their 180-day hold, and so now Teva gets to market it. I'm a little confused, because usually once a brand name, once a company loses its patent, the main company, like AstraZeneca, they are allowed to come up with a newer version, extended release, which you always seem to see, like Paxil. You see Paxil CR, you know, you'll see, Lotrel. When Lipitor started to go losing its patent, you saw Lotrel, which is a blood pressure medicine, and Lipitor. So they could kind of reinvent the patent and use it with other drugs, etc. They may have to do more clinical trials, but the original drug that loses its patent after 20-some years or however long, that's supposed to be up for grabs for generic companies. Now, I didn't think only one generic company got an exclusivity. I'm a little confused on that, because usually with a lot of the older medications, there's a few companies that can distribute them. But nevertheless, it's going to save you guys money. I can't wait. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, I mean, you know, we got the Super Bowl coming up, and the drama still is not dissipating on Deflategate. My son had me watch the Saturday Night Live opening where they kind of made fun of Belichick and Tom Brady, and they were, you know, and it's interesting because, I mean, you know, this is the Patriots, and it's going to be a phenomenal game, but, you know, I'm guessing that the Patriots are going to probably have this one, and it's going to be very interesting to see how the crowds handle the, you know, the signs and how they try to razzle them with this whole Deflategate thing. I'm still really confused about how that happened, and is cheating rampant in all of the teams, or why only just this one team, and doesn't everybody benefit from a light ball? So I'm really, really confused by that, because, again, my knowledge of football was really only about, you know, the whole touchdown and their outfits and, you know, that kind of stuff and the popcorn and the goodies. You know, I really don't understand all the, you know, little, you know, nuances like football weight, etc. But I don't have to know about that, right? I'm just supposed to look pretty while my man yells at the football screen, even though I'm the one that usually yells more at the football screen. Anyway, there's a petition now to boot the Patriots out of the Super Bowl. Close to 60,000 people want to see the New England Patriots kicked out of the Super Bowl. And apparently a petition that has been started is asking that the AFC Championship be replayed, but between the Colts and the Baltimore Ravens. They say to maintain the legitimacy of this year's NFL relationship or championship, the Patriots should be immediately disqualified and the two teams they beat to advance should be allowed to continue with the playoff process. If we had stopped Barry Bonds or Lance Armstrong at the onset, think how much better things would be. So apparently the investigation into the scandal right now, I mean, we're talking about the game in the next couple days. You know, I don't even know if there's, I don't even know what they would do or how they would deal with this. Where I'm kind of confused is this. Okay, if somebody cheated, as far as I'm concerned, no, they don't belong in the Super Bowl, they don't belong in the Olympics, any cheating, no. All right? And if somebody cheated and they thought that the cheating happened, then the issue had to have been happened right away. Okay, so if there was an issue in between the Colts game and they thought the Patriots cheated, then you would think that the game would be stopped right then and there. Doesn't make sense to let the cheat, you know, if somebody was cheating allegedly win, and then go back and take it away, or just try to, I don't know, reverse the game. So I don't know, which is something that the NFL wouldn't do. And so, you know, what I don't understand is they throw flags, you know, they call the misconduct. They call, you know, the, not traveling, but they call, you know, all the other calls that they have, offsides, whatever. They call that right away. Then if there was an issue with the balls, you would think they would have called, stopped it. I mean, remember when the Super Bowl was being played in the New Orleans Stadium and the power went out? The game was stopped. You know, they can stop a game, figure out what's going on, and then say, look, we need to hold a meeting and figure out what's going on. I mean, they could do that. And this is concerning because there's a lot of money on this game. But if the Patriots didn't cheat, then somebody needs to come out and say, you know, look, you know, we're figuring this out. This wasn't an issue during the game. Because we're talking about it after the game, there's nothing we can do for the Super Bowl. They're going to play in the Super Bowl because if we didn't think they were cheating at the time of the game stands. We move on. And that's not happening. So you have a lot of people here in Vegas having to go to the sports book that aren't going to the sports book yet because they aren't sure if the Patriots are going to play in the Super Bowl. They are. Okay? Because nobody has proved any wrongdoing. But I just don't understand that if there was wrongdoing, why wasn't it called earlier? And then, you know, but that's just me. So if you guys can explain it to me, I'm all ears. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Student loans apparently are taking an emotional toll on young adults. They say student loan debt is now a major cause of stress for young adults. Researchers looked at a survey responses from adults aged 25 to 31 across the United States and found that those with higher student loan debt were more depressed. this was true, adjusting for factors of parents' wealth, you would think. I wonder if they also accounted for factors of alcohol and drugs and all sorts of other stuff that happens during the college years that we get depressed about. I mean, there are so many ex-boyfriends I am blocking, mentally blocking from my college years. Maybe that's what causes the depression. We are speculating that part of the reason these types of loans are so stressful is the fact that you cannot defer them. They follow you for the rest of your life until you pay them off, according to author Katrina Walsman of University of South Carolina. Further research, they say, is needed into how student loan debt may affect other areas of health and life, such as job choices or delaying marriage or children. Okay, can I just stop everybody right there? I can't stand when somebody takes a positive and makes it a negative, okay? I could not afford medical school. There was no scholarships for medical school. And a very, very big positive was I was able to apply for a loan and receive a loan. I didn't have the money. I was able to receive a loan, a student loan, to go to medical school and become a doctor. Then I had to turn around and pay it off. It's a no-brainer. You want to buy a car, but you don't have the cash to buy the car. You only have $25 in your pocket. So you apply for a loan, you use collateral, and you are able to drive that car off the floor, out of that dealership that day, without truthfully having the money, because you get a loan. I don't want to hear these kids gripe that they have student loan debt. What the hell do they think? They are welcome to the real world, people. They say in 2012, student debt totaled more than $1 trillion in the United States, making this type of loan second only to a home mortgage. They say they speculate that the American middle class is suffering the most from post-graduation debt since they do not qualify for governmental assistance, nor is their family able to take on the bulk of the costs associated with college. Okay, now college is expensive. I understand that, and I think we should work to make college cheaper. I agree with that. But come on. If you want something you can't afford, I mean, the student loans have allowed us non-rich kids to go to college like the rich kids get to do. That is a good thing. These student loans are allowing us to do it. And they are allowing us to go from lower income to middle and higher middle income. I am so grateful. So grateful for the student loan program, and I am so grateful, and I paid it back. If they want us to feel sorry for these kids because they borrowed money for something they couldn't afford and now are concerned about how to pay it back, I would say no flippin' duh. I mean, what happens when you want to buy a home? It's very nerve-wracking. Well, you buy a home, you have a mortgage. Hello? I got into an apartment, and I had to sign a six-month lease for that apartment. And I had to promise to pay the how many hundreds dollars a month to be in that apartment. Oh, but that's causing too much stress. Duh. All right, if I want to live there, then, yeah, you need to have a little bit of stress, so you make sure you make the payments. That's the way it is. Okay? I don't understand why we have to mollycoddle our younger generation. Yes, college is expensive. Yes, it stinks that a lot of these kids don't get jobs when they get out of college. Well, then maybe they need to vote differently in the election. But, I mean, when do we start to learn about real life? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hang me down, little white church.
Hang me down,
hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down, hang me down, little white church.
Hang me down, little white church.
Hang me down, little white church.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.